USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So before we go one step further, class of 2018, would you mind just standing up for a second, turn around, catch the eye of your loved ones, your brothers, sisters, grandparents, and especially your impoverished parents.
Reminding graduates at Hillsdale College in Michigan of the importance of family, Vice President Mike Pence delivers the commencement address there yesterday, also touting recent accomplishments of the Trump administration.
You'll be glad to know the America that awaits your energies and ambitions is experiencing a new era of opportunity and optimism.
A knife attack in Paris is being investigated as a terror attack, and ISIS is claiming responsibility for it. One person was killed, four others injured. Officers then fatally shot the attacker. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
President Trump thanking North Korea for announcing it's going to dismantle its nuclear test site by the end of the month. In a Saturday tweet, Mr. Trump calls it, quote, a very smart and gracious gesture. North Korea's state media announcing a dismantlement ceremony is scheduled for May 23rd, depending on the weather. Volcano experts are warning of the potential for at least one, if not more, powerful eruptions on Hawaii's Big Island from the Kilauea volcano. As the U.S. Geological Survey says, while no fresh lava is coming from any of the 15 steam vents that have opened around the volcano, continuing earthquake activity and emissions of sulfur dioxide gas indicate that more lava is likely to come. Over 2,000 people are living in the path of the lava who've been forced already to evacuate, and President Trump has approved a disaster declaration for Hawaii. It's Mother's Day, and the National Retail Federation says we'll spend about $23 billion in the U.S. on Mom today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Russia reversing course, dropping plans to deliver advanced S-30 air defense systems to Syria. USA's Wendy King reports.
The change followed a meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Israel became concerned about the possible arrival of new defense systems in Syria after a wave of airstrikes on targets in Syria by French, British, and U.S. fighter planes in April. The airstrikes were in retaliation for an alleged chemical weapons attack by Syria. Supply lines in Syria, manned primarily by Iranian soldiers, have been a frequent target of Israeli airstrikes. The Israeli army says a large attack occurred Wednesday and Thursday after Syrian troops fired a barrage of missiles into the Israeli-held Golan Heights. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Iraqi officials reporting a low voter turnout in the first parliamentary elections since defeating ISIS. The Election Commission announcing a turnout of less than 45%, down from 60% who cast ballots in the last elections in 2014. And many millennials have a lot to thank their moms for on this Mother's Day. A new analysis by Zillow shows nearly 25% of millennials are living with their mom. But that's okay. Some news anchors live with their moms, too. So, any case, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.